This is the Adam Carriker Show on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Adam Carriker Show here on 93.7 The Ticket. As you know, I am Adam Carriker, as always. Well, not always, but most of the time, I'm joined by producer Jake Bakoven. But now we are joined by two special guests. All right, my twin 9-year-old daughters. Now, real quick, before I bring them on, if you have any questions you would like to ask them, or you would like to ask me about being a twin dad, having twins, or about them, go ahead. What is that number there, Jake?
402-464-5685.
Feel free to text in those questions, and if any come in or as they come in, Jake, just simply let me know. And there's one that we've already got on the docket, but real quick, I want to bring on our guests. All right, so to my left, if you're watching on TV or looking on YouTube, is my daughter, Dakota Carriker. You say hi.
Hi.
To my right is Desiree Carriker. You say hi. Hi. Are you girls excited to be on the show today?
Yeah.
All right. So what is your favorite thing about being a twin? Dakota. Desiree, do you have a favorite thing about being a twin?
Doing sports together.
Doing sports together. All right. Do you have something, Coda? You don't have anything? All right. So you love each other no matter what, but what is maybe not one of your favorite things about being a twin? Or is there anything that isn't one of your favorite things?
She's older than me.
Oh, that's right. She's 6 minutes older. What about you, Dakota?
Maybe.
Nothing comes to mind?
Yeah, not really.
Nothing comes to mind. So they share bunk beds, so they have the same room. They got bunk beds together. Okay. All right. Have we gotten anything from the text line yet, Jake?
Let's see. There's a question from Henry who says, can you girls beat up your dad?
Ooh. What are your thoughts there, Des?
Yeah.
What do you think, Dakota?
Yeah, probably.
You think so?
Together or just one-on-one, you guys think?
Together.
Yeah. Better use those twin powers.
So when we have wrestling matches in the living room on the carpet, who normally wins those?
Us.
Yeah, is that true?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right. And then I think there was another question about how we chose their names or something like that, Jake.
Yeah, Bill and Bennett said, how do you decide on the names for the twins?
So it was interesting when we had our first child, Jacob, we had you make this long list of all the possible options for boy names, long list for all the possible options for girl names. And there wasn't that many. I told you during the break, there wasn't that many boy names I really liked. And Jacob took up two of them, Jacob Ryder. So there was two of the three that were like gone. For girl names, there was a ton. So as we kept having more girls, we just keep going right down the list. And I always liked the name Dakota. I just really liked the name. And then one of mom's favorite names was Desiree. So being twins and both the names starting with a D, we just thought it was kind of cool. So Dakota and Desiree. Do you girls like your names? I guess I've never asked you.
Yeah, I do.
You do? All right. Very definitive about that one. All right. Any other questions off the text line real quick?
There is a question of from 0778 says, who is your favorite parent and why is it Angie?
Oh, wow. Okay. That person is banned from the mailbag and ever asking questions again. Who is that person?
They don't have a name. So they're nameless.
Gutless. All right. Go ahead. Ask the question again. Go ahead and answer, girls.
Who's your favorite parent and why is it Angie?
I don't have one.
There you go. Very good.
You just got extra Christmas presents. No, I'm just kidding. What about you, Coda?
I don't know.
You don't know? All right. Okay. Any other questions off the text line yet?
Well, probate does want, he wants to know who's got the better grades.
They're about the same, I would say. Don't you girls think?
Yeah.
They both do really well in school.
That's good. It's important to get good grades.
Honestly, they both do really well in school. All the kids do pretty well in school. So we're very proud of them in that department. Do you have a favorite sport, Desiree? Because you mentioned you like playing sports earlier. Soccer's your favorite? Okay. All right. And you two actually just came from a 3-on-3 basketball game where I coached you. So did you have fun?
Yeah.
All right. Good. What's your favorite sport, Coda?
Either basketball or baseball.
Basketball or baseball. So I mentioned yesterday Dakota plays baseball. And obviously I mentioned that I coach their basketball team, so that tends to be a lot of fun. What is your least favorite chore to do around the house?
Vacuuming the whole floor or doing laundry?
Notice she didn't say floor. She said the whole floor. Like, yeah. Like it's some big thing.
Part of the floor is not so bad, but the whole floor.
What about you, Des?
I don't know.
You don't know? You love doing all the chores?
Kind of.
Oh. We'll make you do all of them.
Yeah, I was going to say, watch out. Okay. Since we moved back to Nebraska last summer, it's been about a year now. All right. And actually, you and mom, all the non-baseball playing kids and mom came here on June 1st. And then you and Jacob, the baseball playing kids, stayed with me for another 6 weeks until the end of July. So we came in late July. You came June 1st. All right. What's been, since you got here first, not that much difference, but what's been your favorite thing about moving back to Nebraska since we moved here?
That we're closer so we can watch the football in the stadium.
Did you hear that, Jake?
Yeah, that's a good answer. I love that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am properly brainwashing my children. Did you just hear that answer? That was a non-prepped answer. I love that answer. All right, what about you, Coda?
Wait, what was the question?
Basically, since we moved back to Nebraska almost a year ago, what's been your favorite thing about being here?
Probably watching the Huskers play, like what? Going to the like, stadium.
Oh, was that a lot of fun?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So I've got a bit of a loaded question here because we went to a football game and we went to a women's basketball game. And we're going to other sporting events too. But which one did you enjoy more? Was it women's basketball? Because you went with your team last November. Do you remember that at all?
Yeah.
Okay. Or the football game. Which one did you like more?
The football, because we went with our family.
Oh, okay. All right, Coda?
Probably going to the football game, too.
All right. I like it. And they're going to be going to the football camp that we're putting on. I know Dakota's going to be there. Can you hear me? You still here?
Yeah.
Okay. Going to the football camp as well on July 9th. All right. You said you had some questions there, Jake, or does the text line have any?
Yeah. Augie asked the girls, what is the best part about having Adam as your dad?
He's a football player.
Well, that was nice. Thank you.
That he is a football player.
You got a really well, really brainwashed.
I know, right? Tell me about it.
Adam, what is the best part of having twin girls? Augie asked as well.
I think it's two parts. I think number one, and I spoke about the shock and surprise of when I found out, but I think it's the surprise, but then I think it's the uniqueness. Like I'll talk to them all the time. Like, hey, you've got five other brothers and sisters and you're all, you know, obviously love each other, have each other's back. Being a twin is kind of unique and special though. So I think the uniqueness of it, and it's not something that happens a lot. I think that that's pretty cool.
Kmart Steve asks, do you girls find that your dad is too loud sometimes?
When he gets up at us in the morning, he yells.
This morning, he started waking us up because he said, wake up!
Okay, so in my defense, some context is needed here. So our bedroom is on the main level. Their bedrooms, all the girls' bedrooms are upstairs. So I have the option of walking upstairs and going into each room and waking up all of my children, of which there are a few, or I could just stand down below and yell upstairs. I choose the latter. It's a little bit simpler and easier. So I just, hey, girls, time to get up. And I keep repeating it until they come out of their rooms. Do you prefer how mom wakes you up or how I wake you up?
Mom. You, because then everybody wakes up at the same time.
Ah, okay. All right.
Else, we do have another question about, do you guys have a favorite athlete other than your dad?
No.
Not really?
No.
Probably Bo Nix.
Hey, there you go. That's a good pick.
So she's a Broncos fan.
Okay.
I mentioned, I think it was in the first segment, she would come out in her it's like a Broncos jersey. She'll come out of her room a lot. So she likes Bo Nix. All right. What makes the Broncos your favorite NFL team?
We lived in Colorado, so it was like the Broncos were the closest to like the NFL team to us, so that's why I like them.
All right. Who's better, the Broncos or the Raiders?
The Broncos.
Jacob likes the Raiders.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, Jacob likes the Raiders. So do you and Jacob kind of go back and forth, Broncos versus Raiders, quite a bit?
Yeah, yeah, a lot of time.
Yeah, all right. Let's see, Desi. What, because you really like volleyball too, right? Okay. What is your favorite thing about playing volleyball?
When we get to serve.
Yeah, like she's got a really good serve, by the way. She likes to. So we'll go work on like volleyball in this little, we call it the Chronicle Center, this little extra space that we have. And she loves to just serve it as hard as she can at me and see if I can return it. Am I very good at returning your hard serves or no?
Sometimes.
Occasionally. Do you think it's, I can return them half the time or not? Or do you get aces on me over half the time?
I get aces on
That's a fair statement. Yeah, that's a fair statement. All right, any other questions there, Jake?
I think that's all from off the text line.
Do you have anything? Because you had a couple, you said.
Well, I know you guys are, you're 9, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know when your birthday is, but 10's a pretty big deal. Are you guys looking forward to double digits?
Yeah.
Yeah. You got you have any way you're going to celebrate being 10, you think? Or is it your birthday still far off a little bit?
August 2nd.
Okay, that's coming around the corner now.
So what we've always done in the past is when our kids would turn 10, we'd take them whitewater rafting.
Oh, okay.
So we'll have to figure out something similar to that around here. You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we got some creeks. I don't know about whitewater rafting.
What did you think? Ooh, I got some good questions here. A couple of them. What did you think when Mom jumped out of the airplane the other day?
I think I'd want to do that.
Ooh, okay. Oh, yeah. All right. You got to be 19. You going to do it in 10 years?
Yeah.
All right. What about you, Coda?
I said, in my brain, I thought she was going to die for a sec.
No. She was strapped to Bill. Remember, Bill's really good at what he does. Would you ever jump out of an airplane?
No.
But you would?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that. Okay. All right. What do you want for your 10th birthday? I haven't asked you this yet. It's getting close, though. I got to start planning. What do you want?
I don't know. Art stuff.
She's very artsy. She likes to do a lot of stuff like that. She likes to make. Actually, she makes a lot of gifts for other people on their birthdays. Mm. Oh, and even not on birthdays, she'll just like write a note, leave a gift for a sibling or mom and dad. So it's pretty cool that you do that there, Des. All right. What about you, Coda?
A pet parrot.
A pet parrot. All right.
I want it to copy me.
You want it to repeat what you say?
Yeah. Are you going to make it say "Go Broncos"? Probably. In Boo Raiders.
If you can't tell, the Broncos-Raiders rivalry is very real in our household. Would you teach it to say "Go Big Red"?
Yeah.
For Nebraska. Yeah.
And go Alabama.
Oh.
So her favorite animal is elephants, and so ever since she was like 3, she's like, "Ooh, elephant on the TV screen." Yeah, yeah. So ever since then, she's liked Alabama too.
Roll Tide.
Oh man, that's all right though. That's all right. What is your favorite team though? Your favorite team? Is it Nebraska?
Like college?
Yeah.
Nebraska.
It is Nebraska. What about you? What about you, Des?
Nebraska.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for joining me, girls. Mm-hmm. It's been fun. Did you have fun?
Yeah.
All right. I feel like you're pros now.
Pros.
Are you going to take over my show?
Yeah.
You wouldn't. Addison tried to do that when she was little.
You mean take over your show?
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me, girls. All right. Don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.